There are a lot of people that know about God. In fact, they believe that God exists. But my friend, that is not enough to get to heaven. Some think that if they keep the commandments of God, that they can make it to heaven. No, my friend, that's not what the Bible says. You see, it's not enough to know about God, but you must know Him experientially.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in Luke chapter 19, and we're dealing with a man by the name of Zacchaeus. What do we know about him? Well, we know he was a tax collector. We know that people despised tax collectors. We know that he gained his money dishonestly. He was rich, but because of dishonest gain, he took from the people. If they owed $5 for their taxes, he took 10 and he pocketed the 5. And so we find that he was rich, but it wasn't an honest gain. He lied. He was a cheat. He was a deceiver. In other words, I guess we could say he was a sinner. You know, my friend, it doesn't matter how good you are or how bad you are. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are born into sin. Every one of us are sinners. Every one of us need Jesus. That's right. There are people, maybe good people, but good people can't make it to heaven because good people are sinners. That's right. The only way we can make it into heaven is if we're born again. As Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. We can't get to heaven by our good deeds or good works or being good to other people or just by keeping the Ten Commandments, because we can't keep the commandments, in fact. There's none good, no, not one. That's why Jesus came to die on the cross, so that we might be saved, we might be forgiven of our sins. A lot of people might think, well, because they go to church, they're going to make it to heaven. No, that's not true. I was one that was taught, and I went to church, and I went through all the religious exercise in my life, but I never had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. But at the age of 27, thank God, I met Jesus, and I experienced Him. You see, people can have a head knowledge of God. There's a lot of people like that. They have a head knowledge of God, but they've never experienced Him. They don't have an experiential knowledge of God. A life-changing impact, a life-changing encounter, if you will, with Jesus Christ. Well, this day, Zacchaeus did. Jesus was passing through Jericho, and he's not going to miss the opportunity. And so what do we find here? Well, Zacchaeus tries to see Jesus, but he can't see Him because of the crowd. And so what does he do? Does he let that stop him? No. He finds a sycamore tree, and he climbs up that sycamore tree. And Jesus said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And look at verse 6. What's the reaction of Zacchaeus? So he made haste. In other words, he hurried, came down, and received Him joyfully. Praise God that he did. My friend, I pray that you will open your heart to Jesus with joy. And when Jesus comes into your heart and He saves you, my friend, you will experience joy unspeakable and full of glory. You see, Zacchaeus was empty on the inside. All the money that he had, he was a rich man, but none of that can fill a spiritual need in his life. There are people that have maybe big, nice houses, and that's okay. They have maybe a nice boat, nice cars, maybe a nice camper or trailer. They have money, they have jewelry, they have everything money can buy, but in their heart, they're empty. In their heart, they're sad. You know, I think of the rich young ruler, and the same thing happened to him. He came to Jesus, but he wouldn't surrender to the Lord. And he had all the riches, all the prosperity, all the success in the world's eyes, but the Bible said he went away sorrowful. Why? Because none of those riches can fill a spiritual void in his life. And my friend, it's the same for you and I. Only Jesus can fill that void.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.